More Americans now die from drug overdoses than in car crashes, and Georgians are no exception to that trend. Now, while that statistic includes deaths from all drug overdoses, the majority involved an opioid like a painkiller or heroin. But tracking these deaths comes with challenges, and WABE's Michelle Aloy now has the first in her series on Georgia's growing opioid problem.
Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, 2013. That's the day David Laws got the call every parent dreads.
And I just knew when it rang, something was wrong.
The night before, Laws had spoken with his daughter, Laura, who was staying at a friend's house. The call came from Laura's mom, Laws' ex-wife.
Her mom was screaming over the phone, and I said, and I just hung up on her. Then I picked it up, and she said, you know, Laura's dead.
Laura had overdosed on a combination of morphine, cocaine, and alcohol. She was 17 years old.
This is like the stuff after, you know, what was on her when, you know, cremation. This was her necklace and her earring.
It's a purple cross.
It's a purple cross. It's that one right there.
Laws points to Laura's framed senior high school picture in which she's wearing the purple cross necklace.
It's tough stuff.
Laura had struggled with addiction throughout her teenage years. At 15, she was kicked in the face during a soccer game and was prescribed some liquid hydrocodone. Laws says that prescription, coupled with teenage experimentation and the sudden death of a close friend, sent Laura on a path that eventually led to a heroin addiction. Laura had gone to rehab and was doing better for a while, but seemed to have slipped, says Laws, and the combination of drugs was too much.
That support group wasn't enough, wasn't there. We didn't watch it enough. I don't know, like I said, you know. And I have a feeling she said, well, I'm not going to do this because I know better and that might kill me, so I'll just do this and this. And this and this together was a mistake, and that proved to be fatal.
Laura was one of 81 people who died of an overdose in DeKalb County in 2013, according to county records. Statewide, the CDC says 1,100 Georgians fatally overdosed that year. The following year, that number jumped to more than 1,200, about a 10% increase. But the way the state tracks these deaths needs some improvements, says Dr. Gaylord Lopez. He heads the Georgia Poison Center.
To be honest with you, it's not being done very well.
Lopez says overdose data, as in who died and what substance they died from, hasn't been centralized, and that makes it hard to get a full picture of the state's heroin and painkiller problem. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation tracks overdoses for much of the state, but the most populous counties, like Fulton, Cobb, DeKalb, and Gwinnett, track their own overdoses. Lopez says they have different reporting methods, so it's hard to tell how many Georgians died of any one specific drug, like heroin.
That is a concern, and that we've got to patch that system up so that we can be more knowledgeable about what's happening, because when it's happening in piecemeal and you don't have all the pieces together, it's very difficult to tell a story.
The story officials can't tell in real time is exactly how big of a problem specific drugs are in the state. What is known, says Lopez, is that overdose deaths are going up. But the last comprehensive state data is 2 years old.
We've never had a reason to compile data this fast before.
James Langford heads the Georgia Prevention Project, a group aimed at reducing drug use.
This is like a virus. This is an urgent, urgent problem, but we can't track the data fast enough.
Some counties have reported last year's data. Take heroin, for example. Fulton and DeKalb counties reported a combined 114 heroin-related deaths last year. 3 years prior, 33 were reported. Other county agencies are still compiling that data. The GBI has started work on a database that would include all drug-related deaths across the state, says the agency's Ashley Garish.
When we put all of our statistics together, we are covering the whole state. So you can actually look at addresses. You can see if specific areas are having a bigger problem with certain drugs.
And health officials say data like that could put prevention efforts into the right place faster. Things like equipping more first responders with the overdose-reversing drug naloxone, or recognizing newly popular drugs like fentanyl, a synthetic opioid 80 times more potent than morphine that's showing up in Georgia. That's one reason Fulton County now reports all drug-related deaths each month to state and federal authorities. David Laws, who lost his daughter, now works for Georgia Overdose Prevention. The group tracks successful overdose reversals with naloxone. He says in the last 2 years, the drug saved more than 500 lives.
This is stuff that we know of. We've given out over 2,000 kits.
Law says his effort to help save others struggling with addiction has turned his misery into a ministry. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.